Well, hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Let's start with this one from Good Housekeeping. Eat for a happy GI tract. Foods your tummy will love. These four items are must munches, says Good Housekeeping's London. First, ginger. If you're queasy, compounds in ginger fresh candied or in tea can halt the stimulation of GI tract receptors that make you feel icky. Research has linked regular consumption to less morning sickness and chemo-induced nausea. Oatmeal. This grain is loaded with soluble and insoluble fiber, which can absorb water and bulk up your stool, and that helps keep things moving through your GI tract. By keeping you regular, the fiber also eases gas pressure. Potatoes. Both white and sweet spuds can be calming for your belly when it's upset because they're binding, meaning they absorb excess water in your intestines and help keep your, well, poop together. And yogurt. Recovering from a stomach bug? Add plain unsweetened Greek yogurt to your slow buildup to eating as usual. Its live and active cultures can help boost production of gut bacteria that will aid in getting your GI tract back to normal. Next, exercise regularly and be more regular. There's no polite way to say this. Moving your body helps you move your bowels. The muscles in your digestive system are positively affected even by something as simple as brisk walking and staying active throughout the day, says Sandra Foyhofer, MD, an internist in Atlanta. When the muscles in your body are active, the natural squeezing of muscles in your gut, called peristalsis, can get stimulated, which aids in moving everything through. In a study of 62,000 women, those who reported daily physical activity were about half as likely to experience constipation as those who worked out less than once a week. Keep a symptom diary. Many patients are too grossed out or embarrassed to go into detail about their digestive issues with their doctors, so make a list. Jot down your issues, bloating, pain, constipation, funky colored stools, as well as how long you've had them and what you've tried, and then simply hand it to your doc. While you can solve many of these problems through changes in your diet or exercise routine, and even by taking over-the-counter fiber supplements, there are also prescription options for IBS, Crohn's disease, and other digestive dramas that may bring you some relief. And last, call the doctor if you have, and these are several symptoms that they explain, unexplained bloating or pelvic pain. In rare cases, this could signal ovarian cancer, especially if you feel full after eating very little, says Dr. Minkin. Bloating with frequent tummy pain and diarrhea might be due to inflammatory bowel disease, IBD, such as ulcerative colitis. Bloody stools. It may be a hemorrhoid, says Dr. South, but always bring this up with your MD. Blood could be a sign of IBD or be caused by a growth or tumor. Pale poop. In general, your stool should have some green, yellow, or brown in it, says Dr. South. If it's grayish or super light, there could be a liver problem or a bile duct blockage. Unexplained weight loss. This could signify a range of things, including celiac disease. Other potential causes, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, or rarely, cancer of the colon, pancreas, or gallbladder. And last, pain in your left tummy. Severe discomfort with a fever could mean diverticulitis, an infection in the large intestine. You'll be given antibiotics, says Dr. Boland, and then start a diet rich in fiber. From Family Circle. This is very good for this time of year. How to fake liking a present. Step one, front load your appreciation. Before you peel away any wrapping, genuinely thank the person for thinking of you and going out of their way to bring you a gift, says James O. Pyle, father of five and author of Control That Conversation. Who couldn't hide his disappointment at getting an umbrella from his first... Okay, hold on. Let me do this again. Father of five and author of Control the Conversation, who couldn't hide his disappointment at getting an umbrella from his first wife one Christmas. Beginning with gratitude shifts the attention from the gift to the giving, which you are actually happy about. Step two, get all eyes off you. Once you've opened the present, say something like, "Wow, would you look at that?" or "Oh my gosh, I can't believe it." That will get everybody staring at the gift rather than at your stunned expression. This will also give you a moment to scramble for your next line as everyone eyeballs your brand new micro-cut paper shredder. Step 3, be brilliantly vague. Let the gift giver know exactly how you plan to use that hot pink sweater or candle that smells like beer in the most non-committal but genuine way possible. Tell them, "I've got just the place for this, even if it's the trash," says Pyle. And step 4, end on a high note. Look them in the eye and express your thanks again. Whatever happens in the middle fades from memory, says Pyle, who insists that opening and closing with sincere appreciation will be what's noticed. People don't remember what you say, but they do recall how you made them feel. From Red Book, 15 Genius, Crazy Fun, Winter Break Ideas. You've planned every minute for 2 months, and now Mommy's think tank is running on empty. So when the kids ask, "What are we doing today during that lazy week between Christmas and New Year's?" say, "Let's," and here's one option, "build the best fort ever." Husband and wife duo Grackle and Pigeon, authors of Blanket Fort, say the keys to constructing the perfect fort are the aluminum poles from your summer camping tent. They adjust to suit your space and are lightweight, so even little kids can help out. Turn their room into a hideaway by tying the poles in an arched X shape to the corners of the bed with twine. Think standard tent construction. Throw cute sheets over the top. And I guess that's our only option. But we have other things to help you. That was the only option for the kids, I think. Take next year's Christmas card photo. The benefits of knocking this task out early, a fresh, clean snowfall to use as your backdrop, and the chance to get extra mileage out of this year's holiday attire. Plus, the no-pressure timing means you can have some laughs and get real smiles while doing it. Next, reuse wrapping paper. Kids are already tearing up the house. Make them do it in a way that's useful. Ask them to shred that pretty paper into tiny pieces, and you've got festive confetti for your New Year's bash. Read, read, read. We suspect there are a few books on your nightstand begging to be finished, but if you need suggestions, flip through The Book of Books. That's available for $30 on Amazon. It offers background on 100 great novels across genres and suitable at various ages. The Giver or The Godfather, Jane Eyre or Jurassic Park. You can't go wrong. Bring back game night. Charades fans will love its artsy cousin, Sculpt-a-Palooza, $20 from Amazon. A delightful game in which you create figures or scenes out of play foam and for others to identify. The play foam is good for forming only rough shapes, putting budding Picassos and stick figure drawings only family members on an even playing field. It's for ages 10 and up. Discover amazing holiday displays. Before everyone packs up their life-size reindeer and music-synced lights, take a driving tour of the best decorated homes, businesses, and drive-through displays in your area. Plan your route at ChristmasLightFinder.com. Fill the air with snacks and crank the holiday tunes. Don't stop till your playlist or the cocoa runs out. Volunteer at home. Doing park cleanup or helping at your local soup kitchen is always a nice idea. But get this, you and the fam can do good while still in your PJs. Here's how. Go to volunteermatch.org. And after typing in your city, narrow down the options to at-home opportunities by clicking on virtual. The activities run the gamut from making cards for patients in hospice care to knitting blankets for veterans to putting together boxes of birthday supplies for kids in need. Act like it's summer. Host a classic cookout, but indoors. Make things like hamburgers, lemonade, and this adorable reminder that 80 degrees weather will come again. Fill small tumblers with blue gelatin and follow package directions to set. Once firm, push gummy fish into the jello, crumble a cookie beach on top, and add a Teddy Graham blissfully lounging in a peach ring inflatable tube. That's you. revive stale party chips. Instead of tossing them out, zap potato chips in the microwave on high for 30 seconds. Go one step further with tortilla chips by sprinkling them with cinnamon sugar for a sweet snack. Less stress about dinner. You've worried enough about food this month, don't you think? Make the best lazy meal, slow cooker chill, and sprinkle in Chief Food Director Kate Marker's secret ingredient, bittersweet chocolate chips. Try mixing in a quarter cup 10 minutes before serving. They add extra flavor and richness. And that was slow cooker chili. I missed that I at the end. Have a great American bake-off. Provide little bakers with your favorite sugar cookie base, or let older kids mix their own. Then set out a range of ingredients for decorating, including bulk candies, nuts, a rainbow palette of sprinkles and icing, and edible icing decorations. Winner of the most creative and tastiest concoction gets to feed it to mom. Turn snow into art. Fill fine-tipped squeeze bottles with food coloring and water to draw all over your snowy yard. Then upgrade your snowman by smoothing the body with sandpaper, which will hide imperfections and make it curvaceous and glossy, suggests competitive snow sculptor Noah Davis. Run some errands. Exchanging the family's unwanted gifts sounds like a chore, but psst, moms, you can use it as an excuse for some precious alone time. Since gift receipts hide pricing, scan an item's barcode using the ShopSavvy app to find out its current price. That way, you'll know what it's worth cashing in or getting store credit for before you leave the house. Bring your family closer and hit a New Year's goal. Bird meets stone. I guess they mean two birds with one stone. Ask members to come up with resolutions the family can share and keep one another accountable, suggests Benjamin Siegel, MD, professor of pediatrics at Boston University School of Medicine. These could include eating dinner together more often, covering a sibling's chore monthly, or taking turns planning group activities like a hike or endeavor. It's a great way to stay connected all year long. And their last tip, head to the zoo. While elephants retreat indoors when it's chilly, you will get the chance to spot a few of those beautiful creatures that may have been MIA during your visit in the summer. Certain animals, like polar bears and Arctic foxes, will likely be outside in cold weather, says Kansas City Zoo zookeeper Carrie O'Connor. A good coat plus the sight of a fuzzy white bear cub should be enough to keep you warm. From Family Circle, cold and flu. These are a lot of tips about them. Take note, items like pens, cash, and cell phones are covered in germs. That would be a good thing to remember. Know the difference. Cold symptoms caused by rhinoviruses develop gradually and last 7 to 10 days. If longer, see your doctor. Usually induces sneezing, runny nose, and sore throat. Flu symptoms caused by influenza viruses start abruptly and last a week or two. Usually induces aches, chills, fever, fatigue, headache. Talk to your MD if you have a chronic condition like asthma or diabetes. Nobody age 18 or younger who has the flu should take aspirin. It can cause a serious complication. Use acetaminophen or ibuprofen instead. 7 prevention tips. Get a flu shot. Keep hands away from eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect surfaces. Wash hands often. Stay warm and hydrated. Sleep at least 7 hours every day. And avoid crowds as best you can. Take a sick day. People try to tough it out and go to work despite having a cold or the flu, says Akiko Iwasaki, PhD, professor of immunobiology at Yale School of Medicine. Not only is this unpleasant and dangerous for the person who's ill, it can also spread the virus to coworkers. Instead of pushing yourself, be a real hero and stay home. Rest up and return to work out and outside errands when you're feeling better and at least 24 hours after a fever disappears. 3 facts about hand washing. 1, it doesn't matter if the water's warm or cold. 2, to really get them clean, scrub hands for 20 seconds, long enough to sing happy birthday twice. Studies aren't conclusive, but the CDC recommends a clean towel or air drying as opposed to electric dryers, which may spread germs, as the most hygienic way to dry. Good to know, antibiotics won't help you recover from a cold or the flu, as they don't work against viruses, says Angela Campbell, MD, MPH, a medical officer in the CDC's influenza division. There's no cure for colds, but your doctor may prescribe an antiviral like Tamiflu to fight the flu, especially if you're at high risk for complications. And as a side note, you have to get to the doctor very quickly in order for them to give you the Tamiflu. You can't go on day 4 or 5. It's got to be early. Stock your medicine cabinet. Choose medicines based on the symptoms you want to treat, advises Iwasaki. These new products alleviate the most troubling ones. Theraflu Power Pods. Brew a cold remedy from pods that fit most single-serve coffee machines. DayQuil or NyQuil plus VapoCool Severe. Symptom relief plus cooling sensations. Sudafed PE Pain plus Pressure plus Cough Liquid. The brand's first liquid formulation for adults who struggle with swallowing pills. And CVS Children's Cold Remedies. This new line of liquid cold meds is free of alcohol, dyes, and artificial sweeteners. Next from Good Housekeeping, turn your family into a team. These workplace strategies get the job done at home, too. When you think about it, work and family life aren't all that different. There's a hierarchy, multitasking, and shared and competing goals. And whether the struggle is with kids who fight or to-dos that never get done, most parents ask themselves a variation of the question, how do we build the perfect team? We found the answer from a surprising source, Google. The company scrutinized decades worth of studies and conducted hundreds of interviews across the country, finding that the key to a team's success lies in how its members treat one another. Easy takeaways to transfer from the boardroom to your home. First, create safe spaces. We all thrive on social interaction, which ensures that we belong and are safe. In a secure environment, team members are free to take healthy risks and push themselves out of their comfort zones without feeling judged. For a family brunch, ask everyone to share a small act of courage, a moment when he or she stepped up to help out or empower someone else. Ensure equality. Top teams display empathy, and members take turns speaking. Discourage older kids from interrupting their younger siblings, or worse, dismissing them. When making a family decision, say where to take a vacation or where to direct your holiday donation, ask for the kids' input. This instills a sense of ownership over the home and its operation. Divide duties. No one family member should feel burdened. You each have a role to play. Older kids can tackle laundry. Younger ones can water plants. But remember to adjust responsibilities as kids grow and interests change. Nobody should feel trapped in a specific role. And provide praise. Groups thrive when members get shout-outs for their efforts. If your spouse or kids shovel an elderly neighbor's walk or ditch plastic water bottles in favor of reusable steel ones, tell them you think they're awesome. A good team is compassionate, cooperative, and considerate. It's everything you want your family to be. Moving on to this from Real Simple. The next level casserole. Prep these dishes when things are quiet. Then pull them out of the oven just as the doorbell rings. You'll dazzle your guests and have time to talk to them. First up, baked cod with tomatoes, olives, and capers. Active time, only 15 minutes. Total, 1 hour and 5. This serves 6 to 8 people. You need 1 28-ounce can whole peeled tomatoes crushed with your hands. 1 cup Castelvetrano olives, pitted and torn. 1 small yellow onion sliced, 1/2 cup of red wine, 1/4 cup olive oil, 3 tablespoons capers, 1/2 teaspoon crushed red pepper, 1 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt divided, freshly ground black pepper, 6 6-ounce cod fillets, and chopped fresh flat leaf parsley for serving. Preheat oven to 425. Combine tomatoes, olives, onion, wine, oil, capers, crushed red pepper, 1 teaspoon of salt, and several grinds of black pepper in a 3-quart baking dish. Stir to combine. Roast until tomatoes have softened and mixture has thickened slightly, 35 to 40 minutes. Recipe can be made up to this point 1 day ahead. When ready to serve, heat oven to 425. Season fish with remaining 1/2 teaspoon salt and several grinds of black pepper. Nestle the fish in the tomato mixture and place in oven. Roast until fish is cooked through, 10 to 15 minutes. Top with parsley. And our other next level casserole, cheesy baked quinoa and cauliflower. Active time 20 minutes, total time 45, and it serves 6 to 8 people. You need 1 cup quinoa, 1 head of cauliflower cut into florets, 5 tablespoons olive oil divided, 1 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt divided, freshly ground black pepper, 4 tablespoons, that's 1/2 stick of unsalted butter, 1 yellow onion finely chopped, 4 tablespoons all-purpose flour, 4 cups of whole milk, 4 ounces sharp white cheddar cheese grated, that's 1 cup. Divided, 4 ounces Fontina cheese grated, also 1 cup, divided, 2 ounces Parmesan cheese finely grated, that's 1 cup, divided, and 2 cups panko and 1 tablespoon fresh thyme leaves. Preheat your oven to 425, cook the quinoa according to package directions. Toss cauliflower with 3 tablespoons oil, 1 teaspoon salt, and several grinds of pepper on a rimmed baking sheet. Roast until golden and tender, 20 to 25 minutes. Meanwhile, melt butter in a large skillet over medium, add onion and remaining 1/2 teaspoon salt, and cook stirring often until softened, about 4 minutes. Add flour and cook stirring until mixture starts to turn golden, about 2 minutes. Gradually whisk in the milk, stirring after each addition until thickened. Bring to a simmer and cook stirring often until slightly thickened, about 5 minutes. Remove from heat and add 1/2 the cheddar, 1/2 the Fontina, and 1/2 the Parmesan, stirring until melted. Transfer sauce to a 3-quart baking dish and fold in quinoa and cauliflower. Recipe can be made up to this point 1 day ahead. When ready to serve, heat oven to 425. Toss the panko with thyme, remaining cheeses, and remaining 2 tablespoons oil in a medium bowl. Scatter over quinoa mixture. Bake until edges are bubbling and top is golden brown, 15 to 18 minutes. Let cool for 5 minutes before serving. From Good Housekeeping, some easy weekends, or weeknights, I'm sorry. Make a fresh and delicious dinner in less time than you'd need to order out. I'm all over that. First up, we've got pot sticker stir fry. This is a vegetarian dish, 15 minutes prep time, total time 25. Pan fry vegetable pot stickers or pierogies in a large skillet per package directions. Transfer to a plate. Whisk together 2 tablespoons each hoisin sauce and fresh lime juice and 1 tablespoon water. Add 1 tablespoon vegetable oil to a skillet and heat on medium. Add 1 red pepper and 1 yellow pepper, both thinly sliced, and 1 tablespoon finely chopped fresh ginger, and cook, tossing frequently, 5 minutes. Add 1 small red onion, thinly sliced, and cook, tossing, 1 minute. Add 8 ounces snow peas, which have been cut in half diagonally, and cook, covered, tossing often until vegetables are just tender, about 4 minutes. Toss the vegetables with the sauce and serve with the pot stickers. Next, Asian steak noodle bowl. This is a gluten-free option. 5 minute prep time, total time 25. Cook 8 ounce buckwheat soba noodles per package directions. Rinse with cold water and refrigerate. Meanwhile, pat 1 pound of sirloin steak dry and season with salt and pepper. Heat large skillet on medium-high. Add 1 tablespoon olive oil, then the steak, and cook to desired doneness, 5 to 7 minutes. Per side, for medium. Let rest at least 5 minutes before slicing. In a large bowl, whisk together 2 tablespoons rice vinegar, 1 teaspoon sesame oil, and 1 teaspoon chili paste, and a half teaspoon salt. Add soba noodles and 1 cup spiralized carrots, thawed if frozen, and toss to coat. Fold in 1 cup frozen shelled edamame, thawed, and 1/2 cup each mint and cilantro leaves. Top with sliced steak, toasted sesame seeds, and sliced scallions. And the last of these quickies, this is labeled a comfort food, broccoli parmesan chicken soup. 10-minute prep time, total 45. Cut tops of 2 pounds of broccoli, about 2 heads, into small florets and thinly slice the stems. Heat 2 tablespoons olive oil in a large pot on medium, then add 2 cloves garlic and 1 onion, both finely chopped. Cook until sizzling, about 2 minutes. Add broccoli stems, season with a half teaspoon each salt and pepper, cover and cook 3 minutes. Add florets and a half cup water, cover immediately and steam until bright green, 3 to 6 minutes. Transfer half the florets to a bowl and set aside. Add 4 cups low-sodium chicken broth and 3 cups baby spinach and simmer 10 minutes. Add 1/2 cup grated parmesan, 1 tablespoon lemon zest, and 3 tablespoons lemon juice. Then puree with an immersion blender or a standard blender. Stir in 2 cups shredded rotisserie chicken and the reserved broccoli florets. And that does look delicious. Next, we've got for your breakfast, might even be a good holiday breakfast, orange spice waffles. In a large bowl, whisk 2 cups all-purpose flour, 2 tablespoons sugar, 2 to 3 teaspoons pumpkin pie spice, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 cup orange zest from about 3 oranges. In a medium bowl, whisk 2 egg yolks, 1 cup milk, 1/2 cup orange marmalade, and 1/3 cup vegetable oil. Blend into the flour mixture. Beat 2 egg whites to soft peaks and fold into the batter. Heat and fill a waffle iron per manufacturer's instructions. Cook to desired doneness, 3 to 5 minutes. And this makes 5. Which really, you know, there if you cut them in quarters, that's 20. From Good Housekeeping, we've got another good read for you, a survivor's story called The Girl They Left Behind by Roxanne Veletzos. That's V-E-L-E-T-Z-O-S. As World War II rages, a small Jewish girl is found alone in Bucharest, Romania, after days of violence. Taken to an orphanage, she's adopted by a wealthy, childless couple. As she grows to adulthood, she begins to grapple with her history. This beautiful story is based on that of the author's mother, who was found in Bucharest after her desperate parents could think of no other way to save her. From Real Simple, a thought, there is nothing that makes me happier than sitting around the dinner table and talking until the candles are burned down. That was Madeline D'Engle, A Circle of Quiet. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. So long until next time.